W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fought modern technology as he announced his candidacy on Twitter Spaces.
Oh, I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback.
But the platform struggled to accommodate the surge of listeners. Correspondent Peter King tuned in Orlando.
It was supposed to be unconventional, but for 20 minutes, it was unlistenable.
I'm very excited to have Governor DeSantis
CEO Elon Musk was repeatedly cut off when the system crashed. Moderator David Sachs.
Here, thank you for putting up with these technical issues. I think we're definitely breaking new ground here.
University of Central Florida politics professor Aubrey Jewett calls the rollout a disaster.
But I don't know that it will be the end of his campaign by any means.
He says some people may give DeSantis credit for trying something new.
A week out from the deadline for an agreement on the debt ceiling, the country is facing new financial peril. CBS's Stacey Lynn explains.
With no deal, the U.S. could default on its debts for the first time ever. And that means the country's perfect credit rating could be jeopardized. Fitch Ratings put the U.S. on notice for a potential credit downgrade if no deal is reached.
The IRS agent who blew the whistle on the three-year investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes has spoken publicly for the first time. Gary Shapley tells CBS News the final straw for him was a heated meeting with federal prosecutors.
It was my red line meeting. It just got to that point where that switch was turned on, and I just couldn't silence my conscience anymore.
He believes there was preferential treatment for the president's son. So far, there have been no charges. Mr. Biden is set to announce his choice for the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr., CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
This will be the first time in our nation's history that an African-American holds the positions of both Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff as well as the Secretary of Defense simultaneously.
Fans around the world were stunned when the news broke. What's love got to do? Tina Turner had died. This woman found out during intermission at Tina the Musical on London's West End.
She was everything for me. What an amazing story of resilience, of female empowerment.
Tina Turner died at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, after surviving intestinal cancer and a kidney transplant. She was 83. George Washington University is getting a new team name. The Colonials will become the Revolutionaries, out of respect for Native Americans and other colonized people. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 69. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 36. Highs level off around 74. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Temps a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
that time, it is definitely that time of year mm-hmm. when we're very thankful to be able to be, you know, having this kind of weather in the morning and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry if anybody wasn't able to hear us there. Apologize. As I was saying to the gang here to kick things off, we have such a weird job. And such a weird job.
It's true.
I don't know how somebody could prep for this gig more than I do, or be more obsessive compulsive or more overthinking about it. And I get everything in line and I come in and Chuck warned me. We had a new, you know, we had to put some new stuff on the computer. We got a new computer and everything.
Yeah.
So we didn't have Melissa's clean feed in. So like 10 minutes to go here before we went on air, got it all going and everything. It all locked up and we're good to go. We got Mel with us. That's what counts.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm here.
But that adds on to the day that the intro and the monologue that I already had set up for us, and right. I had written up for us. And I did have to write out a lot of this. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't like doing that very often, but I get emotional about stuff, and I find it's better to have an anchor.
Okay,
And God, do I have a good anchor in Melissa and Seth, who are the calm in all of this. Mm-hmm. But I want to get into something with the audience. And apparently, some of you may have already heard about some of this already. But diving right in. Everything great that has ever began with has happened has began with change. Mm-hmm. Every great thing that you can think of in life has began with change. And we are evolving again with some schedule changes here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Along with this, we are doing it with our sister station, WIRI, Wiz Country 105.5. Mm-hmm. Starting Monday, June 5th, Wiz Country 105.5, WIRI, will have a morning show, everybody.
Yeah.
Woo!
That station's been around for about a year and a half, 2 years, somewhere around there, maybe a little longer, maybe a little less. Mm-hmm. We have enjoyed the success of that station has done very well, but if you know anything about radio, you know that we got to put some local stuff on there. We got to put some real people on there. Mm-hmm. Seth has done a nice job with his show, which is on tonight.
That's right. Trail Tunes.
Mm-hmm. We'll touch more on that a little bit later. What time is that on again, Seth?
7 to 8 tonight.
Yeah.
So catch it. It's fun.
There's that. We have plenty of other shows that we are working on behind the scenes to add to the network, to make it better. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those. Giving it a morning show is going to be fun. We're going to enjoy doing this. I'm going to go over there every morning from 7 to 8. And hopefully I'm going to be able to bring one of you, not both of you, along with me. Mm-hmm. We'll, you know, our usual cast of unusual suspects we will have with us, Terry, Katrina joining us over there. No different than usual. It's going to be a little different, though, format, because that's a music station.
Mm-hmm.
So right. We'll kick things off talking to you, catching you up on country news, you know, birthdays and anniversaries, big moments in country music, country lifestyle, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into, and we'll use that to lead into some music. We'll play some music, we'll get to Melissa's news, take care of our wonderful, amazing sponsors with our commercial breaks, may come back for a little bit of banter. Otherwise, we're going to mostly play music during the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a big part of what that station is, and we're not going to try to change any of that because it's working.
That's right.
Now, you longtime listeners know, well, James, this isn't exactly your wheelhouse. I got a secret weapon. My band partner, Terry Johns, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, much more importantly, is a country, has a passion for country music.
A savant, if you will.
Yeah.
An aficionado.
Whether she's realized it or not, I've been testing her for about 2 months now. where every time Terry's joining us, I've got a different country story or a country thing, and it's always in a wide different range or anything, and she just is on the point every single time. She loves the music. She cares about it. It's her favorite. I don't know if it's, I'm not to speak for her. I don't know if it's her favorite style of music, but it seems like it as a friend. It seems like it to me. Terry's going to be an integral part of this. She's going to be a big help without putting extra stuff on her plate because she is a Hall of Fame mother, along with being one of the greatest friends this city has ever had, and the CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams County.
Yes.
We are not going to, those jobs come way first. But Terry's has been willing to help out, and she's going to be a good hand with this. And we have two secret weapons because we have you guys.
Yeah.
We're the best listeners in radio. You guys are going to help us format this show. You're going to help us form this show. Things you don't like, things you do like. We know you'll tell us. I'm not even going to ask. I know you guys will let us know. James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. you go ahead and email me. And, and we'll figure this out and we'll have fun with this together. The Sunrise Show is going to be an opportunity for us to evolve and to change and to grow a little bit around here and to keep things a little fresh.
Yeah.
We hope that you listeners out there that join us in the 7 o'clock hour usually will flip over and join us over on Wiz Country. Give that a chance. And if you haven't already, if you have it already on your dial, then heck, we'll meet you over there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The morning show will be strong and just as it always has been, just 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We'll be here back at WFHR from 8 to 10, starting your mornings off in a positive, strong way, usually with some sarcasm. You know, some,
what?
Some, little
no.
bit of that, a little bit of that. And somebody picking on me, which is good. I mean, it's good radio. It really
good radio.
Is. But that will be the morning show from 8 to 10. Again, it's going to be condensed, of course, but none of the favorites that you love are going to be missing.
Nope.
We're going to have Misty's. We're going to have our pet of the week, our word of the day, all of those great things. The kitchen's open. We'll still be there as long as Mel and our sponsors are there. We'll talk more about that later. Maybe we do a new show. Who knows? I want Seth and want Melissa to have their own segments, their own shows. So we'll see how that evolves over. I think that the three-hour show is good. It's fine. That's not really the direction radio is going. And civic media is getting is staying up to date with that. All of our shows are going 2 hours. You've heard Kristen talk about this.
Yep.
Kristen's show is 2 hours and et cetera, et cetera. So that is just kind of fitting with the format and fitting with the new ownership. What happens to Morning Magazine? That is the big question. We understand how important that show is to our community, how much you love that show out there. That show will not change. It is just going to be being moved. Morning Magazine will be rebranded as Midday Magazine. Not the most creative thing I've ever come up with, but it is not about creativity as much as it is about familiarity.
Continuity,
Yeah, making sure that you guys, hey, Midday Magazine, that sounds familiar. Is that Morning Magazine? Yes, it is. Okay. Midday Magazine will be on from 3 to 4 in the afternoons. And with that, Playmakers will also be still live from 3 to 4 on Mondays.
Yes.
So we will still have that there for you. We'll still be able to bring you those shows for the audience to know, because we like to have them be able to look behind the curtain and everything. We are still recording the magazine at the same time we always have. That way our guests that we have had for years and years and years don't have to change up their schedules, and actually gives us a little bit of grace with this to be able to, you know, in the last second we have somebody cancel. We can fill that time much better now.
Yeah, exactly.
We can set that up
a little
much
more time
now.
Mm-hmm.
So I get everything?
I think so.
I think you hit all the big stuff.
I think I covered everything. That's it, everybody. That's the changes. And and knock on wood, that's it. We've got young ownership. We've got new ownership. We got two owners, two very different people that are doing the best that they can and working really hard at this. I've heard from our listeners. I know that you guys have. I know that Chuck and Pam have as well. There's been some unsettledness. There's been some uneasiness. And I ask you guys to trust in us, to believe in us. I ain't going to lie to you. If this was my last segment on the air, I would spend it being very honest with this audience. But I can speak to Sage, and I've talked to Sage. I've looked him in the eyes. We've had many conversations. I believe Sage is a great man and a good-hearted person. And I believe he, more than anything else, believes in this state, believes in this state having representation all across the dial, and he believes in local radio.
And the voice of the people.
Yes, yes, I genuinely believe that, and with that as our
anchor,
we're going to be all right. And I understand that change is difficult, but please keep in mind that every great thing that has ever happened to you started with change.
Yep.
And I think this is one of those things. I think that a year from now we're going to be in this format. We're going to be rolling. Who knows? We're looking to add more content on WFHR during the weekends. I'd like to take over some more of the afternoon. I think it's pretty cool. We're showing up in the afternoon.
We
that is pretty awesome. We miss being able to meet with you guys in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And of course, the hits are all here still. We're still your home of Wisconsin Badgers basketball, football. football, hockey. We are still going to be covering Rafter baseball nonstop. We're going to have every pitch, every hit, of every win of Rafter baseball right here all season long. And as long as the Rafters are in around, we're WFHR, baby. This is who we still are. We are still locally grown radio.
Mm-hmm.
Just got some adjustments happening.
Yep.
And with all this, I encourage you again to give these things a chance and to certainly stick around with us. And please, please, please stream us all you can.
Yes.
Yes. Our ownership pays attention to streaming numbers.
Yep.
And if you want us to, we have more of a voice at the table. The more representation you guys give us, the more that we, the better numbers we have, the more of a voice we have at that table, so we can represent you guys. And you want us on the air, you want us to be able to do local radio right here from Wisconsin Rapids, you guys are the ones that are going to help us do that. Our advertisers are the ones that help us do that. Our commercial breaks are jam-packed with nothing but wonderful, amazing local businesses that believe in what we're doing here. Our listeners support us. Our listeners, we know they're listening. I need you guys to listen streaming wise because that's the numbers they're paying attention to.
Right, exactly.
You do you. You listen to us the way you do, and we will work this out and figure it out. We will always be here. We got your back, and we're with you throughout all of this, having fun, enjoying things, starting things in a positive way, and sometimes me on a soapbox.
As you're talking, I'm opening up the streaming app on my phone and putting it, turning the volume down. So there we go. One more streaming number.
Yes,
she's even doing it while she's on the air.
I am. Amazing. Double duty.
God, I love the way she thinks. I really do. As we get closer to June 5th, when all these changes take place, we will get a little bit more into details of what you can expect with the Sunrise Show, the morning show that will be over on WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
And I should also mention that that title for that show is subject to change, possibly. we're going with it because we want to roll this out. I'll be honest with the audience. We want to roll this out. We've been dragging our feet too long with this, and I will put myself at the front of that line. We got a lot on our plate. We're a small staff.
Mm-hmm.
That is no excuse. We need to get some things done, and we're going to.
Yeah.
Well, in your defense, James, we've also been waiting to hear from those above us.
Yes, very true.
So it's not all on you.
She's ahead of my news, too.
She is. See, you were totally right at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Freudian slip there.
So one more time, just going over this with everybody. And please, if you have questions, if you have thoughts, james.mailuff@civicmedia.us. Please feel free to reach out to me. I will answer your emails.
We always love to hear from our listeners.
And I say that because I understand that usually it's instinct to call the front desk and to talk to Pam. Pam's got enough on her plate. And Pam is our head of the heart of this station. She is our head scheduler. She has no control over any of this.
Nope.
None of us do. None of us do, to be honest with you. this is a decision made in Madison. This is a decision made higher up and everything. So we are doing the best we can with that. But with that being said, I will still answer any of your emails.
Yeah.
Please feel free to message me, james.mailuff@civicmedia.us.
So, I will too, and Seth probably would, but my name's easier to spell. melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
It is a lot.
So email me,
to
not
spell.
Seth.
It is. It really. Even if you have something for me and you just send it to Melissa and ask her to forward it, it might be easier.
I got your back.
Just Seth at Civic Media. That's all you need to do. It's just Seth at Civic Media.
Seth at Civic Media.
What?
Just first names. That's all you need.
Yeah. That's all. He's right. That's all you need. I keep forgetting that. So going over these changes one more time. Monday, June 5th, it kicks off on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI from 7-8 with the Sunrise Show. Sure, that's going to be fun. Join us for that as we get to start our own morning show. We get to create our own morning show.
That's
kind of
cool, actually.
Yeah, that is cool. Music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 8 to 10, we'll be back here at WFHR bringing you the morning show that you have known to love. On WFHR, a little bit later in the day, you'll have from 3 to 4, Midday Magazine. That is where Morning Magazine will be being adjusted and being moved.
Relocated.
Yeah. With that, of course, Playmakers will be from 3 to 4, live and direct on Mondays. Encourage you, all of our longtime caller-ins, hopefully you'll be available 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to talking with you during that.
Yeah.
And we, of course, again, appreciate all of our great sponsors out there supporting us with all this, having our back with all of these things. And to the best listeners in radio, thank you so much. We know that you have been through a lot of changes in the last couple of years, different ownership, different changes like we have here. And I hope you guys understand that there is a connection there with our staff, with all of you. We're all on the same page, and we're going to get through all this together, and we're going to do it laughing and smiling and having a good time.
I agree.
We're so glad you're here with us.
Yes, indeed.
Take a break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar on The Morning Show. It's Melissa, Seth, and James, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WFHR.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week's deal is from Papa John's in Stevens Point. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, 50 for just 25 from Papa John's in Stevens Point. What's better than pizza? Papa John's at half price. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 69. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. Highs level off around 74. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Temps a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 47.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. It is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar. I remind you all again, it is Italian Beef Week.
Don't forget it.
Don't you dare forget. Don't you dare. Along with it being Geek Pride Day.
Hey. Rise proud up. Of our geek.
Rise up, fellow geeks. Rise up. It is time. It is our time in the sun. No, there's a Bunsen Honeydew impression, I think.
It was a little modified there.
I'm Bunsen Honeydew. Yes. That is the stereotype that kind of used to be around the geek and the nerd. Now right. It's Jason Momoa. Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill is a huge nerd. Yeah. He's a big D&D player.
Yep.
He's all about comic books and all this stuff. Like, that's what nerds look like now.
Yeah.
Geek is chic.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't think that's changing. Like, it's been this way for quite a while now.
No,
it's
what happens.
I mean, us geeks always knew we were cool.
Yeah.
It just took a while for everybody else to get on board.
Yeah, it just took a while.
We needed some of our kin to get into positions of power in the entertainment industry. It's like, hey, that's not geeky, that's cool kind of thing, right?
It has worked. You don't see me touching my fingers together in the Austin Powers move, but
super villain.
I call that the Mr. Burns.
That too.
Excellent. I think that you actually, Seth hit on something really cool there too. Now, I was thinking more about the generations just getting older, but with that, you're absolutely right. That is involved, along with that, a lot more people in not only positions of power, but celebrity positions.
Influence.
Yes. And I like that we're, like, there is no more, like, when we were in high school, there were, I'm not saying that this has changed that much, but there was a hierarchy or there was these different things, and everything that I hear from high schoolers now, there's issues, there's problems, don't get me wrong. Yeah. There's, you know, bullying, too much of it, and all those things. But this isn't the thing that it was when we were in school.
No, there isn't one group that rules all.
Yeah. And obviously, different case by case, different high schools and all that. But overall, this is just the feedback that I've been getting. It's interesting.
One ring to rule them. Oh, I just geeked out there. Yeah.
I would have went Highlander, but yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I like where you went. That's better, yeah. National Tap Dance Day.
Oh, woo! Break out your tap shoes.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
I miss tap dancing.
Melissa, I know that you, the other day you told us about the jelly shoes with the rocks.
Yes.
I know that's something that I've had my sister and stuff do and everything. I want to ask more about this tap dancing, but first I got to take a call here. We got somebody calling in.
All right.
Good morning. You're on the show.
Oh, I think I dialed the wrong number, but anyway, good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning. To you, sir. Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. Did you need our front desk? No? Okay. That's all right.
We should have asked him if he tap dances.
Melissa, do you have a sink going in the background?
Actually, it's my computer running.
Oh, okay. All right. Just as long as they know what it is. And it's not just me hearing it. And I'm not going...
No, every once in a while, the hard drive whirls up and my microphone picks it up really loud.
When you are the level of crazy I am, you're constantly worrying, okay, did I finally go over the edge? Did I finally lose it completely?
Having aural hallucinations.
Yes. Is anybody else hearing that? Is it? No? Okay, well, it's time.
It's finally happened.
I had a good run. Have you actually tap danced before, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. When I was little, I wanted to be Shirley Temple. And then, my grandpa's poor wooden deck and steps were very much beat up by my rocks and my jelly shoes. But as an adult, I was able to join Maryland School of Dance and take ballet. Like, I took ballet, hip hop, tap, every kind of dance I could take, because I didn't get to do it when I was a kid. Tap was probably one of my favorites. I really like tap dancing. However, you got to have, you know, the right floor for it, as in not any of the floors in your house.
That's true.
So I don't know. I might have to get out a board. I'll have to do that again and get out my tap shoes, because I miss it. It's excellent exercise.
I've always loved dance, and I've tried to learn a lot of dances over the years, but none of them have I actually been taught. It's always watching people. When I was we can't talk about tap dancing, not mention Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, certainly Bill Bojangles Robinson, the Marx Brothers, those kind of things. But for me, seeing Sammy Davis Jr. tap dance was what really got me to want to do it. He was so happy. He reminded me of Magic Johnson playing basketball. With a big smile on his face while he's doing these things that are incredible to me. It was very similar to me as a young kid. And I would try to emulate Sammy Davis Jr., which didn't go very well. Did not go well as far as his dancing and everything, trying to get those moves down and stuff. I love tap. It's a fun dance. I like dance in general.
I didn't realize that this originated in slave communities.
Yep.
Wow. That it was because owners took away their instruments and their drums, and so slaves used their feet
to make the beat,
to act as percussion.
Yeah, that's right.
I learned that from Gregory Hines. I would say that our generation's greatest tap dancer, Savion Glover, is certainly up there. One of the greats. Savion Glover is one of the greats, and it's a crime that his name is not household. But Gregory Hines died way too young, and just one of those people that I think about any time that dance or any of these things come up. You get a chance, obviously, watch some Gene Kelly. Maybe it's just been a while since you've seen Fred Astaire. Why not? Today's a great day. And you can never watch those two or Ginger Rogers enough.
Right.
But I include Sammy in that. I include Gregory Hines in that. And I think that if you really want to do yourself a treat, if you haven't seen it before, during the Academy Awards, I believe it was his last appearance, live appearance even, at that, for both of them, Sammy Davis Jr. and Gregory Hines did a tap-off. And, you know, you've got an older Sammy, but not in his legs. Not those legs are the legs of a 20-year-old. He held his own. They go back and forth at it and everything. You could tell it's improv'd. You know, they're just having fun out there. If you are a fan of dance, if you're a fan of tap, you should check that out.
Well, and tap is something that you can do well into your upper ages. That when I took a tap dance class at Maryland's, Mary Ellen was in our tap dance class, and I would be remiss in not mentioning that she was in her, I think, upper 70s.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, and she loved it.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. This next one, speaking of Geek Day or Nerd Day or anything like that, I say to my fellow nerds, do you have a towel? Do you have a towel? And if you do, everything will be okay. And if you get that, you are my people. We're talking a little bit of Towel Day right now, and a tribute to Douglas Adams, author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I would say that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is in my top 20 favorite books of all time. Easily.
It's a classic.
Easily. I love that book.
The whole series, actually, are all really good. That whole series of Hitchhiker books that he wrote.
42.
Yeah.
42.
That is the answer.
That's the answer. Any questions you ever have in life, 42. It's good. It's easy. And carry a towel with you, for the love of God. Carry a towel. Now, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was originally a radio show that was broadcast in the UK starting in 1978. Eventually, this funny take on science fiction was turned into various books, stage performances, comic books, a 1980s television series, and eventually a feature film in 2005, which actually holds up pretty darn good.
It's not a bad version.
That's that's the only thing that I have seen.
The feature film. I like the movie. Great performances by Sam Rockwell and Zooey Deschanel.
Martin Freeman.
Great. Martin Freeman.
Yep.
Yeah. That was the first time I saw Martin Freeman.
Yep. It's one of his big breaks, yeah.
I will be a fan of his to the end of time because of that movie.
Yes.
But, I mean, he has done nothing but stellar
good
work.
Stuff since, right?
Yeah. So carry a towel with you wherever you go. And, you know, if you haven't read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I encourage you to
check
read
it out.
That.
Or even listen to the original, the radio play. It's really funny. Yeah, it's really good.
Ooh.
And as I mentioned earlier, did I mention earlier it's Wine Day? I can't remember now. But I have to tell you, this microphone is very pretty. You're a pretty microphone. You're a pretty mic. It is National Wine Day.
At least you're not telling Seth he's pretty. You are pretty, man. Seth, but...
Another glass. If only every day was wine day. Gather some friends together and splurge on some fancier wines, or visit a vineyard. Maybe do check out some local wineries or some local wine. We got a lot of great
Wisconsin
wines.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check out all this. and within reason. I think that it's also kind of interesting to look into the history of wine. There's a lot of the wine has been around for donkey's ears. Is what they're saying.
That's great.
The oldest evidence of wine that we have dates way back to 7000 BC China. Many ancient civilizations celebrated the effects of wine and often used it for religious observance.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of good ones out there. I want to hear everybody's favorite wine. 424-2600. We got to go to Melissa's news, so you may not be able to call in right this second, but
You can call in and tell you on the break, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I can put you on hold, but when we come back after Melissa's news, we're going to be getting into wine facts, and you can, of course, call then as well.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Just giving everybody a heads up on this, 424-2600. We're looking forward to talking with you. Looking forward to Melissa's news. We'll come back after that on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A 34-year-old Wisconsin Rapids man died in a rollover accident in Adams County on Monday evening. Crews responded to the call a little before 7 p.m. for a vehicle upside down and mostly submerged in a drainage ditch on the north side of County Highway D. They weren't able to get into the vehicle until it was towed out of the water. They found Michael Cray inside and attempted life-saving measures, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. They are still investigating, but authorities believe alcohol to be a contributing factor in the crash. You might be surprised to learn it's not a crime in Wisconsin for private school employees or volunteers to sexually harass students. A new bill in the state legislature would close that loophole. Terry Bell reports.
Sexual contact with minors is a crime in Wisconsin, but a bipartisan bill would outlaw sexual advances, requests, and other behavior that crosses the line. The bill's author is Todd Onstad of Kenosha.
It's time Wisconsin establishes strong legal protections against sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools for all students. If there ever was a bipartisan issue, this is it.
The bill also revokes offenders' teaching licenses for life and expands protections to kids in private schools which aren't subject to some federal laws. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The 2025 NFL Draft will be the biggest event ever held in Green Bay. That's according to Packers president Mark Murphy. He says the biggest worry is having enough hotel rooms.
Maybe having some cruise ships. And so we've had some discussions also with Amtrak about running train service up from Milwaukee.
Another concern might be the weather in April. Murphy sounds like the NFL would actually be happy if it snows. The Cranberry Blossom Festival will take place in Wisconsin Rapids June 15th through the 18th. The four-day festival highlights and supports outstanding groups in our community. There will be a carnival, live music, arts, a parade, and more. This year, the Grand Rapids Lions Club is celebrating their 50th anniversary with a fun concert. Rich Rath Project 313 playing the music of REO Speedwagon on Saturday, June 17th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. Fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery in Wisconsin Rapids. Family owned. Freshest coffee. Find them on Facebook.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
To everyone who craves a fresh meal made just for you, let our team member Jacob share what's special about Culver's.
In Wisconsin, our food comes from the heart. And taking the time to handcraft your meal with care is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why your Butterburger doesn't touch the grill until after you order.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a Butterburger made special just for you.
From Wisconsin, Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 69. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. Highs level off around 74. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Temps a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And speaking of Friday, Wine Day is it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might want to wait to celebrate this. We know, though, that we have listeners in all kinds of different time zones.
That's true.
So, you know, keep that in mind. But you might want to wait a little bit. And maybe even wait until Friday. Who knows? But you can take this knowledge with you there, because we're going to get into a few wine facts to tide you over. And we encourage you, of course, to call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. I'd love to hear your favorite wines, maybe even how you like it prepared, or do you like it like a certain glass or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear from it, especially if you could tell us about some local wines. We wouldn't mind promoting those and hearing about those. Free advertising. Let's get into this. Well, first off, actually, before we dive into this, are you two wine drinkers? Do you guys enjoy wine at all, or have you enjoyed wine in your life at all at any point? Because I've known a lot of people that they're not a wine person, or they're not a bourbon person, or a whiskey person, or a beer person, that kind of thing. So in your lifetime, even, have you enjoyed it at all? Melissa?
I am a wine drinker. I like wine.
Okay. All right. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a go-to, or just wine in general? Or
right now, I
like
prefer
me and whatever's cheap.
No.
Mad Dog 2020.
I mean,
yes.
What's the word? Thunderbird.
There you go. Right. Some boons.
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh, please no. No. Right now, I'm on a Chardonnay kick.
Okay.
But otherwise, I like Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot. Oh. I like a nice Malbec every now and then.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Getting into the more, I don't want to say exclusive, but the more lesser known grapes and wines that are out there. Yeah.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Seth?
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, I never, even when I did drink, I did not you know, drink a lot of wine. Yeah. So I wasn't big on that. But having been a bartender for in the past, I do know that it was, you know, popular in different ways. And we got to, when I was the manager at a bar at a convention center, you know, then I got to, you know, got the, we, with the liquor sellers would come in and say, oh, we've got this lovely, you know, whatever here if you want it for your party. Try this. It's really good. So kind of thing. So I got to know wines sort of doing that, but it's been so long now. I don't remember much about it. So.
In the past. And that knowledge has been replaced by much more
something
important
else.
Things,
sure. Yeah. I don't know if it's the more most,
the most popular wine in Wisconsin is Moscato.
That's what I was curious interesting. About. Interesting. Yeah. That makes sense.
That is the one that sold, I would say, for broad appeal, especially for non-wine drinkers, because it tastes like Kool-Aid.
It's a good table wine. It's basically a table wine.
But it's better. It's very sweet. And it's better than Boone's Farm. Far and away.
There you go.
Red wine is our favorite type, followed by white, then rosé. The most popular reds are Merlot, Cabernet, Pinot. That's it, Pinot. And Red Zin.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The top mistakes we make when drinking wine are holding the glass by the bulb instead of the stem.
Yes.
Opening it wrong. getting pieces of the cork in the bottle and mispronouncing the name but when ordering it, like, you know, can I get some of that Zinfandel?
Pinot Noir.
Hey, I want some of that Pinot. Give me some of that Pinot.
Just give me a Merlot.
Yeah. Hey, you got any Merlins back there? You got any of some of that Merlin? Or that rose? I want some rose wine.
I want some rose wine.
Rosa wine. How many glasses of wine do you usually have in one sitting? 74% of wine drinkers say one or two. 9% said that they usually take down a full bottle themselves.
Whoa.
And that is about five glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I would have just answered that instead. You know, I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know which one's the better answer, but it feels a little bit better. The average person drinks over 3 gallons of wine a year.
Wow.
It's been going up pretty much nonstop for decades. 50 years ago, we drank half that much.
Real? Whoa.
That is interesting.
That is fascinating. And that, I'd be wondering if the you know, kind of the like the explosion of microbreweries. Now we got a lot more wineries around. Every state now has their own little, you know, niche areas and that kind of stuff. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Well, I would also hazard a guess that if you went back 100 years, it would be twice the amount than 50 years ago. Because it's such a common drink, and people didn't drink water because it wasn't sanitary.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They would usually drink something.
It wasn't seen. Yep. Yeah, it wasn't seen as a safe thing to drink, or even something you should drink.
You knew that alcohol was safe because it you know, killed all the germs, so you could drink beer or whiskey fermented. Or wine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here you go, little Billy.
Typically, it was watered down, but yes.
three-two beer there, so.
Yes.
did it defeat the purpose to water down the wine? You were using water to water it down. I'm teasing. Which country makes the best wine?
Ooh.
19% of Americans say the United States, which is good enough for second place.
Wow.
21% say France. Mm-hmm. Italy is coming in third at 18%. And 32% don't know.
Australia has actually been producing some really impressive wines.
Yeah, I came across that that as well. I thought that was interesting.
Back when I was doing my bar stuff, especially a lot of South American wines were popular at the time. I know they kind of went out of vogue, but there's plenty that are from there too that are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And the rise of American wine and the respect it's gotten across the rest of the world is really interesting too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 in 4 people say the best place to drink wine is at home.
Well, yes, because then you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's probably for best. For the
that
best.
Is for the best, definitely. The number one thing we consider when picking out a wine is the price. 2/3 say it's a big factor. Brand name is next, and then alcohol percentage.
Either high or low, I guess, depending on what you're interested in. So,
and that makes sense. I would say that the average person, that's probably pretty close to it. And even if it isn't right on point, I think that most of us find the balance.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not the cheapest wine. It's also not the most expensive. It's right in that sweet spot if, you know, it works for
I will have to say, if, you know, the whole, you know, the
more expensive the wine, the thing. I have actually had Dom Perignon.
Ooh.
And it wasn't anything special for champagne. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it's like, wow, okay. Yeah, the bottle costs, what, $100 and some, but
not the same thing, I know, but I've had Hennessy. Very overrated. Very, very overrated. Like, I know I'm losing all my hip-hop cred, but I didn't get it. I was like, it's all right, but, you know, what else you got, you know? Because I'm good. I'm all right with this.
Well, it's related. All brandy is distilled wine, so it comes to the base is wine, so yeah.
And a lot of times in these blind taste tests they do with people who are, you know, sommeliers, they will find that the mid-priced wines actually sometimes taste better than the super expensive ones.
That's right.
You can get a really good bottle of wine for $10 to $15.
Melissa, that's my next stat coming up. She can't. She's in Abbotsford. She
can't even see the screen.
But that's how that psychic. Is the chemistry the three of us have. That's how good it is. How much does a good bottle of wine cost? 42% of Americans say anything over $10 qualifies as a nice bottle.
Okay, that would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. If I want to buy something expensive, I'll get a $20 bottle of wine.
Ooh.
I know. That happens so infrequently, though. Really.
And if you don't, you just get a box. You know? Get your box of wine.
Boxes of wine have come a long way.
They have.
It's not all Franzia now.
Oh, that was a blast from the past.
That was
that
reference took me a second.
Oh my
gosh. Like, wow, she brought up a good one there. That was good. I wanted to look into like the most expensive bottles of wine.
Yep.
And I'm seeing one Romane Conti from 1945.
$558,000, I think. Yes.
I'm terrible with numbers.
But that's, $500,000 for a bottle. Wow. One bottle of wine.
Screaming Eagle Cabernet from 1992.
Eagle. Yeah. Okay. Screaming Eagle. Wow.
That one I would say Screaming Ego would be more appropriate.
Yeah, it would. That is interesting.
That's for $500,000, too.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. In a blind taste test, do you think you could tell the difference between a cheap bottle and a really good bottle? Only 36% of us think we could.
I'd have to put myself in that camp because I feel that after all these years and so many bags of Doritos, my taste buds are shot, you know, just gone.
I hear you a bit on that. I did do a couple of wineries when I was out in California, and I got an idea of the difference of real wine and good. Now, I've had good cheap wine. For me, the difference was I feel like I could taste grapes, like in real wine. Even if I don't like it, I feel like, I can tell that the quality of this is different.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah,
There's something about the texture, the flavors are different. You know, when you bite into an orange, or when you take a drink of an orange soda, the difference.
Big difference, right?
Yeah, it's a little like that. It's a little
real versus authentic, or real versus. Flavored. That's not the right word, but.
I got you.
Artificially flavored, yes.
Thank you. Artificial.
There you go.
That's it. I don't pretend to know either.
No.
I'm not saying I would bet money on this. No, I would not. I just have a feeling that I think I might be able to.
Yeah, I think.
I might be our best bet, but I actually think Melissa might be our best bet if we are actually doing this.
Well, you know, I haven't tasted a lot of expensive wines, though.
I could
give you my opinion on what I thought tasted good, but I couldn't tell you if it was expensive versus $10.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But that's all that matters, really, right? If it's good or not. Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
Enjoy responsibly, and please do not drink and drive.
Please.
We have no time for that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's two convenient locations. One great pizza. It's Papa John's in Wausau and Stevens Point. Well, not just one great pizza. It's actually hundreds of combinations. Plus Papa Bowls, Papa Bites, wings, sides, desserts, and more. No matter what you order, every bite is a taste sensation. In Stevens Point, call 715-972-1414. In Wausau, call 715-803-4588. Or log on papajohns.com. One great pizza. Two convenient locations. It's Papa John's.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petucation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Better days are coming. It's called Saturday and Sunday at Jammer's Bar and Grill. On the weekend, kick back with the Jammer's 5 Beer Bucket Special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Jammer's is the best in burgers, sandwiches, and apps. Don't forget Jammer's is the spot for fun, and they have plenty of room for your next party. That's Jammer's Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine today with a high of 69. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows level off around 36. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs around 74. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show. Is anybody naming their kid Mickey or Mick anymore or anything?
I have not heard a lot.
Been thinking about this a lot. I had a student named Alfredo. Now, one of my best friends growing up was named Alfredo. Nice. And I haven't heard that name since. And so I've just been stuck in this like thing where I hear names and I'm like, "Does anybody? Are we making any more of those? are we using these names anymore?
Them.
Yeah, I don't know any Mickeys. I don't know.
There's not a lot of Mickeys.
No. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve. Mm. Melissa, Seth, and James here, and we're going to take you to the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, CBS News comes in, catches you up on all your world news. After that, we are going to be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, get you a live and direct update. And then after that, we are going to get into any of these things that you might have done growing up may mean that you're old. It might mean that. We'll get into that.
I'm ready. I can handle this.
I also want to get into next hour the top home decor choices that we regret. Both of these are call-ins. Both of these are audience participation. So we want you to feel free to call up and join the conversation when it comes to those. 9 o'clock hour will feature, of course, our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. I have the best summer song soundtrack. So we'll get into that as well. That's going to be fun. But for right now, a Florida man is where we go with a possible good story of the day. That ain't right story. What's going on?
Oh, okay.
Cool. Who knows? You go ahead and use your play-at-home version to decide.
Yeah.
Some people just have a knack for looking on the bright side of life, and here is one of them. A 23-year-old guy in Florida named Jordan Rivera is in the news after losing his arm to an alligator on Sunday.
Ooh.
Not sure how many people heard about this. It was a crazy story.
Yeah.
He was outside a bar in Port Charlotte, about 90 miles south of Tampa. There's a pond out back, and that's where it happened. He remembers falling down, and then he woke up in the hospital. It turned out a 10-foot gator got him.
Oh, no.
But people at the bar made a tourniquet and saved his life.
Wow. Awesome.
He did an interview from his hospital bed and was surprisingly upbeat about the whole thing. Quote, I lost an arm. It's not the end of the world, he said. He just feels lucky to be alive.
Wow.
Someone started a GoFundMe to help cover his medical bills. And if you want to donate, the campaign is called Help Jordan and His Family. You just go to GoFundMe and you can find it there. Mm-hmm. The only thing that really seemed to bug him was a rumor that he was being dumb and went out back to feed the alligator. He says he was just out there trying to use the bathroom and the rumors are not true at all. Technically, he did fall asleep or whatever.
Happened, yeah. Fell.
But that's you know, here or there.
Yeah.
Very happy he's alive.
Yep.
Very happy this story that went the way it is. Good story of the day by those bar people.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, the attendees that helped him out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? Now, according to the article, a lot of those people were strangers, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is pretty darn cool. That is a great, good story of the day right there.
Yeah, that is. I was trying to remember. I know at some point I learned how to make a tourniquet, and I don't know if I can do that anymore. Mm. I don't know
if
I remember.
Well, you can do it with anything, belt, a tie, and a stick to twist it tight, pressure on and cut off the circulation, basically.
Exactly. And I would be the thing I'd be afraid of is, what if it's, I need to find the right spot here. I hope so it doesn't lose like something else.
I don't want to put holes in this story. I want to look at the good and the positive and everything, and I certainly am. But I am a little curious, did they interview him while he was on, you know, painkillers?
That is
more
a good
than
question.
Likely, he just lost an arm.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, and he might be a little bit on the brighter side of life if you got the painkiller thing going on. I don't know.
At least he has the positive attitude now.
Yeah.
That's what matters. And by all accounts, he just seems to be a positive person.
That's good.
That's good.
But there is always a silver lining. There is always a bright side. And I am always admire people that are able to do that, especially in moments of tragedy.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We have way too many people nowadays that are quick to not only point the finger, but to push blame, not take responsibility. Accountability has gone out the window with so much of our society. Any opportunity we see somebody holding ground and owning their life, I appreciate. I don't care what level it is, and even on a personal level, I appreciate it.
Well, now maybe he'll get the first bionic arm. Who knows? He'll be a superhero. Yep. You never know.
I would want to find that alligator, though. Not for revenge or anything like that. I don't know why. I just would want to know the gator that took my arm. Like, I'm not saying I want to take him out or anything. Or I want to take one of his arms. Hey, it's fair game. Nature's nature. But for some reason, I would want to know the gator. I'd want to know what he looked like. Or she looked like, I guess. I don't.
Are you Captain Hook?
Yes. Yes, that's where all this comes from. Looky, I got hooky. Bangarang! Maybe that is where it comes from. I don't know.
Maybe.
But my first instinct is I got to know what that gator looked like. I want to know. And for some reason, if it's a little gator, that would aggravate me. That would frustrate me.
Stupid little gator. My arm.
If it was a bigger one, it might have taken more than your arm, though, and you may not be here.
But I feel like there's almost a little bit of bragging rights with a bigger gator.
It was a 14-footer.
Yeah, had my arm taken off by a 15-foot gator. Been big. Yeah.